power. And it's like, you know, yeah, like, man, maybe some of us don't know, maybe some of us do know, right? But either way, you know, you're supposed to serve the people, right? And just pulling people over because of their skin color is ridiculous, man. And it's you know, there's a lot of those type of videos on YouTube you can see, right? It's just like people are like, I don't want to get out of the car. I'm afraid if I get out of the car, you're going to kill me. You know what I mean? And it's like, why, like, what? You know, it's like, what? Like, you, why don't you go actually get some bad guys? Why are you pulling over me and then telling me because of my skin color that I need to do this and do that? And it's like, no, man, you're supposed to call, yo, man, call your captain. That's the law, right? But it's crazy, man. But I thought that was funny because it's like, yeah, you know, you over here playing cowboy and then ended up, you know, I mean, you just got punked. You know what I mean? You got sun, bro. You know what I mean?
That's why you got to be careful, man. You never know who somebody is in front of you.
Shame on that agent anyways.
On the agent?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, he was undercover trying to act like a black guy.
You're too funny, bro.
No, he was, and he got put in check by his own white brother that's actually blue like him, and he didn't like it, and he did get the fellow blue guy in trouble because he's a little baby, but he knows that's how they treat us. So when he tries to look like us, he shouldn't be shocked to get treated that way.
I'm confused.
I'm confused too, because he was black.
Yeah, he was black, but he's a cop.
Yeah.
So he's blue.
Yeah. I mean, shoot. You know what?
He's
at red, the end of the day,
he's not just blue. He's red, white, and blue.
At the end of the day, like, look, man, there's people that are in that field that are good people. You know what I'm saying? And there's people that ain't. Simple as that. You know what I mean?
Practicing
there's a lot
deception to catch us.
There's a. I mean, hey, look, man. No. No. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not.
I know, bro. I ain't disagreeing with you.
Right?
Order comedy.
I ain't disagreeing, comedy. But you know, at the same time, it's like
deception,
you know,
Thomas.
It's you know, look, man. Everybody plays a part, bro. You know what I mean? Everybody plays a part. You know. So
get your hands out of my pocket.
Word is bond. Let's run it, man.
When we do the PSA, we did a good chat today.
All right, run it.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Clip. Oh no! Stop all the tongue and counterfeit. Oh no! Firm grip on the truth, we are the youths. We're known to value what we roots. Refuse to lose any more profits. Yeah. It's not about no doctrine or religion. It's my actions and decisions. Cause these trucks, them on a sink pan. Them impact how people live. But some up with us lacking vision. I know you're not for be a mathematician. For see how poverty attracts attrition. The youth, them growing up without no stable father figures. And the school not really give them no foundation figure build pan. So them take it to the street. And all them faces opposition and restriction from police and politician. Every day I just the same
having fun with foreign bedeens. Gotta make y'all edit their rotor. This bitch gotta be back to work on a weekday, but she loves UK culture. Phoned up soon like spray on my suitcase. Bro, come pet my Ramoa. And if I ain't got my right hand, shoot her abroad, I'll boot on my own dog. Gang these shells are the ops, call it neutral bullet. Their man them ain't tryna bulk up. Slow street man, swipe my card like poker. With my Insta, check a new digital camera. Call my ex in one closure. Fuck it, pattern your pics and send me your pic, I won't tell no one. Treat this big batty team like a supercar, I'll control the rover. Let me rev out this whip, then boast up. This OnlyFans girl don't give a fuck about, man, she loves exposure. Now this bad breed listens to Sukiyana, her art game ain't mediocre. I don't fight, but in the bedroom, I'll choke her. She's a baddie for me in private, but she on banners for me in public. We sued up from police, fuck Trident, like MC Hammer can't touch this. Mom knows that the street's too violent, homegirl held on my D, that's tug shit. Hot boys say how I move like a silent tug in the streets, but a gal them love it. I make gal fuck without cuffing. Listen, chop my door to the band, but I still got rats in my Ramoa bag. Listen, fly all around with a man them, and we got matching Ramoa bags. Listen, bring out the Porsche, no way, cause she hop in a cab. Used to see black and white when I lag, now I see all types of Ramoa bags. Listen, chop my door to the band, but I still got rats in my Ramoa bag. Listen, fly all around with a man them, and we got matching Ramoa bags. Listen, bring out the Porsche, no way, cause she hop in a cab. Used to see black and white when I lag, now I see all types of Ramoa bags. When I babe, but I still gotta chase that bag by myself, I've been doing up numbers. See this new suitcase got stickers with colours. Which country should man go around the world and explore my brothers? Rocking Vans and Levers, House of Errors, all for the fashion lovers. She a baddie for me in private when she go under the covers. Fake tits and a piss on her tongue, I know she a uckers. Shit, then this Berdina's braining me off, nearly got a concussion. Mad got clock on my iPhone, bait, now my yacht ain't cussing. Ring phone drip, call it trap phone fashion. Is my chain tucked in? No, I'm known but I'm still unknown. This new place peng but don't give a fuck about me. They glorify hoes. Been flying abroad, been selling out shows. Got flashy cars when we on the road. I love her sparkly heels and her all white toes. She's a baddie for me in private, but she on banners for me in public. We sued up from police, fuck Trident. Like MC Hammer can't touch this. Mom knows that the streets too violent. Homegirl held on my D, that's tug shit. Hot boys say how I move like a silent tug in the streets, but a gal them love it. I make gal fuck without cuffing. Listen, chop my door to the band, but I still got rats in my Ramoa bag. Listen, fly all around with a man them, and we got matching Ramoa bags. Listen, bring out the Porsche, no way, cause she hop in a cab. Used to see black and white when I lag, now I see all types of Ramoa bags. Listen, chop my door to the band, but I still got rats in my Ramoa bag. Listen, fly all around with a man them, and we got matching Ramoa bags. Listen, bring out the Porsche, no way, cause she hop in a cab. Used to see black and white when I lag, now I see all types of Ramoa bags.
Mama, I used to watch you scam and sell dope, but as of now, I don't know what to tell folks when they ask me about you. Knowing it's been a couple months since we didn't spoke, so I try to break the tension with a joke. Truth is, mama, you need meds for schizo, but you won't take it. If you lose all your marbles, you ain't gonna have none to play with. A black woman who crying for help and I'm trying to save her. The last thing you wanna be called in this world is crazy. Oh, poor baby, I just praying that your shots that ain't flat. Cause you say a lot of shit that you could never take back. Is that the reason why my daddy left? Just tell me the truth. My sister Bree act just like you, a whole little. You push seven of us out by the age of 25. I don't see you when I look you in the eyes. I'm looking for Aisha, I'm looking for the woman that's inside. Just let me know when she arrives. Mouth full of pills in front of us could've died. The world on your shoulder, how heavy is suicide? If God took you then, I wouldn't wanna be alive. Shit, if God took you then, I would be at war with God. Yeah.
I wish I could say.
Sometimes I wonder if the reason I don't treat bitches right is cause I never seen you get treated right. If you pass me the cycle, then I'm fucked up for life. Cause every nigga that you get with, you fight. Just let me know what happens when all of the hugs run out. Mama, what do I do when all the drugs run out? Mama, your mind like a drink left in the sun. The bubbles are gone, the damage is done. But I keep pouring my love into your glass, praying one day this storm gon' pass. I need you back. I need you back to the woman that smoked weed with my brothers right before class. To the woman that I love way more than my fucking dad. Can I borrow one of your laughs and can I steal one of your smiles? And can I hold on to your joy? Cause I ain't felt that since a child. And if it wasn't for your womb, I wouldn't be breathing right now. I swear to God, I just need you right now.
I wish I could say.
Your shots that never goes flat. I'm sorry for not noticing sooner. You know I'm one of your troopers. Forgave you for everything. You only a fucking human. Remember we lived on Hoover on church grounds. Hallelujah. When you beat the shit out me for talking to you like I'm stupid. Used to work two jobs, but you don't work no more. I know you hurt, but I don't wanna see you hurt no more. I feel like dying or just killing myself. Watching you lose your mind and can't do shit to help. Help, 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 help.
Drink all my motherfucking shastas? Nigga over here letting you sleep on the couch and you and this bitch drinking all my...
Break.
Let's go.
We both grown. We both grown. And we know how it feels when we're feeling somebody. It's a natural thing. Cause the body's a fiend and we shouldn't be ashamed of it. And no one's to blame, so we shouldn't be ashamed of it. So come into my bedroom.
You know you want it.
You know you want so. We know that we did wrong. But let's just do what we want. Come into my bedroom.
Okay.
You know you want so. We both know we did wrong.
So let's do
but still let's do what we want.
Yes, everybody needs somebody. Even if it's for
situations, which was mind-blowing because my intention was just to make the woman that I was with feel so incredible, like, you know, incredible amusement park ride of love.
Peace, y'all. Tapping into One Order Radio, 6 o'clock, Blitz.
CGSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby SFU.
Yes, sir. I'm your host, Supreme Freedom, Allah, a.k.a. Hardbody Dreams.
And I'm a.k.a. GB, Guilty Black, Brilliance Illuminating, another conscious knowledge.
And we got the man, the myth,
the legend,
the selector. Digital.
Yo, it's me.
One Order Comedy.
One Order Comedy, man. You know what I mean? We had to start off that session with Kabaka Pyramid featuring Stephen Marley with The Calling off of his album called The Calling, and that's spelled with a K. Fire tune. Most definitely fire tune.
Love that one.
Definitely came off of what we were talking about, I felt. Then you had Unknown T, UK artist, with Time Flies off of his, well, actually, it's actually a single, came out this year. Then we had Rayvon and Ashleoni, I should say, that's how you pronounce it, with Flat Shasta, another single. And then we had that joint with Jasmine Sullivan and the man who is probably hated of 2024, Mr. Diddy himself.
Mr. Baby Oil.
Off of the album called The Love Album. Came out in 2023, man. And, you know, content warning definitely has some profanity, but hey, look, man, sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. Either way, it's still gonna be dope. Ayo.
Ayo.
What's going on with Mr. Diddy anyways? Any updates with Mr. Diddy?
Ain't he going to trial next month or something? This month or?
Did you hear that stuff about the prosecutor in this case?
No, what's going on?
Well, Jay-Z got his charges thrown out, right?
Yeah.
Because the witness said that they were being pushed to say things by this prosecutor. So after that happened, Jay-Z had that prosecutor banned across New York. And he is the prosecutor who put the charges on Diddy. So because he was doing a little bit something crazy with Jay... would definitely affect the prosecution of Mr. Baby Oil.
Oh.
Yeah, faulty prosecution.
Now what happens?
We will see. They have been saying Mr. Diddy was not going to do time. He had too much information.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe this is the way out. This nicely ridiculous. Put it on the district attorney.
That's ridiculous.
Sure is.
Oh my goodness.
And the plot thickens.
It really does, man. Like, all of those. What's gonna happen, man? Body's gonna be dropping.
When the body hit the floor. When the body hit the floor.
Oh, I don't know. My goodness, man.
It's another wait and see.
That's not good, man. That is not good, man.
Another wait and see, man.
That is not good, man.
But the FBI does seem to be sweeping up a lot of the music business. Need to revamp, I guess.
Yo, that's crazy though, man. Like, honestly, when you think about it, like, how is it that, I mean, he must have so much dirt, man, that that happens, you know? Unless it was all a show anyways, you know? It's like, that's scary though. You know what I mean? It's a little scary.
What part of it?
Well, the fact that the man is, you know, being accused for all of these things, and now, he goes inside, and now the monster might be on the loose again. And think about all those people who were talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to them?
Yeah, well, he knows all eyes are going to be on him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he would. I don't think that would be pretty stupid to come out and think he could just
continue the way he was going on, right?
He'd have to behave for a minute.
Well, I mean, he doesn't have to do anything to anybody. He can. He's got what we call reach, right?
he got what?
Reach.
Oh yeah, he's always had reach.
Reach, we teach.
You know,
that's his problem. His reach was too close.
he got reach, man. Like, it ain't nothing for somebody to come and pay somebody a visit, right? Especially if he got all the particulars of, like, I don't know, you know, if there's names that got revealed to him, right? To anybody who may have, you know, all of the people who filed the lawsuits, right?
I don't think Diddy can complain about people snitching on him being a snitch himself, right? He can't really whine about it. He can't really be angry about it.
This is the new gangster, man, according to a WAC 100, man.
Yes, I saw that business. There's no new gangster. You know, there's no new gangster.
Well, WAC 100 is kind of suspect too, right?
Is he?
He's an agent. He's an admitted agent.
100%.
He's admitted it.
Oh, he admitted it?
Of course he did.
He said he's an agent.
I never heard that.
How did he say? How did knowledge. He say?
To the knowledge, man. I don't know if he meant to say it, but he has said that he is an agent.
Because he kind of just popped out of nowhere. I don't know. I ain't never really heard of WAC until like last year.
He WAC. He's WAC. You know, isn't that sad though for the hip hop, you know, for the people who love hip hop and enjoy it and things like that, how tainted it is with all the messed up things, you know? We can't just go and dance up and have a good time, you know? It's always got, you know, it can't just be, let's have a good time. You know, these people are just messed up. Like, you know, the poor cop that got bothered by a cop in uniform for standing on the side looking like a black dude. Like, you know, it's too bad. But he's no good still watching us. You know, it's not cool, man. You know, we can listen to One Order Radio and have a good time and know that the people you're listening to are good people. You know, enjoy us, people. We enjoy you. But yeah, out there is just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts.
So if there wasn't police or federal agents, how would things run? How would you see this world of not having these people?
I think that they should be able to do what they have to do. I just think the art of deception is not cool. I mean, if you wear a uniform and your job is to keep order, unless I call you, you don't need to bother me. You know, somebody doesn't, if I'm not doing something Like, if I'm not stabbing somebody on the street, you don't need to come and stop me just because I look like I might stab somebody. That's not fair.
So what if that undercover federal agent who was a black man was actually investigating a child pornography ring?
My opinion of police officers, especially in North America, is that a black man that decides to be a part of a police force that was never meant to protect him is what he is.
Mm.
That's my opinion.
So what if he goes officers. In there and he at least tries to make a change for his own community?
I'm sure there are some, but we don't really hear about many of those.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, he was probably more mad that the guy stopped him and, you know, made him feel like an idiot or whatever, you know? And he was wrong to be treated that way, 100%, but, you know, what about the guys that aren't federal agents that just have to take it dry?
Mm-hmm. It's true. I mean, it's one of those things, right? Obviously, you know, some of us come from different area or different environments, and we see these people as, you know, no good no matter what, right? And I definitely have had that mindset for a long time. But I also know that there's some people out there that are trying to make a difference, even though they probably won't be able to make it on a big scale, you know. But how they interact with people is, it says something different, right? You know, because I mean, you know, especially when I build with the gods in New York, right? I mean, there's brothers that had the knowledge and literally tried to go into the force and try to change it. You know what I mean? To be the protection for their communities because
and
of
how
those,
did that work?
Because of the supremacy amongst them, right?
Did it work?
Well, I mean, there's certain places that, you know, because there was more black cops there, that were more safer. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, like I said, on a grand scale of a whole, I mean, yeah, you know, there's the biggest gang in the world, right? You know, and it's one of those things, man. You know, it's like you gonna need an apocalypse to change that. You know what I mean? You gonna need an apocalypse, right? So, but yeah, man, it's just I always just wonder, like, how do even these body cam things even go like online like that? You know, it makes me think, is this just fake anyways? You know, how's his body cam gonna be on YouTube like that?
Because they release that stuff, right?
Yeah, it's public. It's public property.
Their body cams are public property?
They're supposed to protect us. We got to know what they're doing. We're supposed to keep them in check, not coming, hey, what are you doing in your house?
Well, I mean,
look
at all those body cams. Look how they got Breonna Taylor and the other shorty, and, like, you know, it didn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, those guys didn't even get no penalties, you know?
And not to speak about America, too. Like, you guys remember seeing that story in our BC News where the drug dealer had his house being searched by the RCMP, and they were caught stealing his money and trinkets in his house. Yeah. And, like, let's say he was just, I can't remember what his charge was, but let's just say he was under investigation for murder. And I'm not saying he was, because I don't, I